Now I'm recording too. And if everyone's ready, excuse me, I'll start the show. Yeah, what could happen? What's the worst that could happen?
the show.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I had to think, what day of the week is it? It's Friday, so it's the Mac Show. I am not Ewan Rankin, and that's probably for the best because Ewan is just Ewan. And how could I possibly ever compare myself to that? So instead, I'll just fumble through the show this week, and with this amazing panel, I might even look like I know what I'm doing. So we will just go down the list or grid, because apparently now list is a synonym for grid. I clearly need to have more of the tea that I just made. Dave Ginsberg, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. There we go. I'm already doing better. Doc Rock, it's awesome to get to hang out with you. And I even made sure that we did the show at the right time so that you didn't get up for nothing. if it would have been more convenient, I could have started earlier.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah. I will be happy in 2 weeks when you guys stop playing with clocks, like some kind of, like, I don't know what you would call yourselves, but yeah, time is relative, so I don't mess with clocks. Leave clocks alone. Like, people in Arizona and Alaska and Hawaii, we just leave the time alone as it should be, the way nature intended. Why you guys got to mess with clocks? We don't have, you know, little kids needing to come help out in the fields anymore. So please stop. Like, DST is straight stupid. Just stop.
Yeah. I agree completely.
We're stopping, right?
We tried to get a law passed in Colorado a couple of years ago to get rid of DST. And you'd think it was a religion.
It's so dumb. It's really so dumb. And the things that people hold on to in the guise of, I don't know, freedom, you know, it's like, you do have a driver's license, right? You did not legally drink until you were 21, right? Like, what are you talking about? Some things just need to change. And that's one of them.
Yeah, I don't know about the UK because, well, Brexit, but the European Union is going to stop next year. Yeah. I think every country can decide whether they want to follow summer or winter time, but either beginning of the year or end of the year next year, that will be it.
So what I'm hearing is it won't be long before the United States is the only country that does daylight savings, Fahrenheit, and miles.
Yeah. Some other English stuff.
And the UK, I think. I don't think we'll ditch it either. Although we do Celsius rather than Fahrenheit, but we do miles still. So.
See, in some ways, we're still your colony.
Yeah, I think it was going to be anywhere also, around. But, okay.
You even copied speaking the leader of colonies. With the orange hair, right?
Oh. Now I wish this was something stronger than tea that I'm drinking. So, from the not colonies, Colm O'Hara, how are you?
I'm very good. Been a busy week. Got a lot done. Fridays are coming around quicker and quicker, which isn't a bad thing, so we can get back on the Mac Show, I suppose. So, there you go.
That is a sign of AIDS, Callum.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
No, dead serious. And we had this conversation a while ago, and it's super funny. But when you're young, remember that summertime seemed like so long. It's like 3 months could go forever. But it didn't dawn on me until I was in my mid-30s. The reason why it seemed like longer then and shorter now is you have more ballast to weigh it against. So you understand time relativity once you pass a certain vintage. So for the rest of us, a year is nothing. But if you told a little kid they couldn't do something a year, they would freak out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, you know, especially with what's gone on this year, I think I went to bed last night and it was, I think, the 8th of March, and I woke up this morning and it's the middle of October. It's just absolutely flown by.
No, it's still March. You got that wrong. It's still March.
It's March-tober. It's ridiculous.
March, hey, 200 what did, and some things.
Hey, what did Jeff call it? Octobuary?
Octobuary,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of youth, Chuck Joyner, how are you?
Good, but I feel like I'm living in some kind of time warp here talking to this group. We went the whole way from the colonies up to confusion about what month it is. So maybe I'm just more confused than ever. But I am young, yes.
Yes, you are.
Less than a parsec, though.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Very good, Doc. Very good. Yeah, and it's October where I am. Just to be clear.
Okay. I just trust people now when they tell me what day, week, month, or time of day it is. You could tell me anything and I'd be like, okay, sounds good to me. Yep. And Patrice, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing all right. It's kind of crazy right now. Everything is press crazy. It's like I didn't even have time to breathe this week, kind of. Like there was always something going on, like both personal and also work. So I'm so happy it's Friday. I'm so happy for the Big Show. I was looking forward to that. I was kind of sad that I would miss Big Show yesterday and then it didn't happen. So there's that.
I was disappointed we didn't get to do the Big Show either. I have the perfect story for the Big Show. And luckily, it will still be relevant next week. So I am holding on to that story.
Yeah, I couldn't do it anyway. I had a meetup, so it was kind of lucky for me, but I still missed it.
Well, next week, we'll both be there.
Next week, yeah.
And maybe you and Will too.
Yeah, next week might be three shows, right? If we do like a special event thingy.
That's right. And Patrice, thank you for the wonderful segue into the story we're obligated to talk about. Next week, October 13th, Apple is hosting a special event, and they have not said it's an iPhone event, but it's an iPhone event. Okay. So I figure I have done my due diligence. I have tossed the topic out, and now I get to sit back and drink tea while everyone just goes crazy with it. So have at it.
Did you forget Doc, or did you introduce him and I missed it?
Hey.
No, I would never forget Doc.
Then I just temporarily zoned out, fell asleep. But I
know. See, this is additional proof that time is an arbitrary construct, and it's not even linear. So my guess is that sometime in the next couple days, you will experience me welcoming Doc to the show, and you'll be like, well, that's kind of random.
And that'll happen right after he clicks play on the video on the British Tech Network website. Mm-hmm. Is you can re-experience it over and over.
Ooh.
Just like Groundhog Day, but with us.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Sure. So Apple event. iPhone 12. Anything else?
The best thing is on the Mac Rumors page right now, they have their like sort of chip banners to bring you into the stories. And the top four in a row is not even on purpose, but it says $99 leak Apple TV 75% off. Because you understand what I mean by that, like the way that each individual story is laid up and their graphic for it, it looks like there's a $99 leaky TV for $75 off. Sorry,
it looks like that's a HomePod Mini though.
Yeah, no, but it was look all the way across the. Oh, you might have you got to open your browser to a certain width, but they have the. I'll screenshot it because it's absolutely funny when you look at it. And because it's thematic, it looks like it was planned, but it's not.
So the event title is Hello Speed, which like from first hearing it, I was like, is Apple taking drugs or selling drugs now? I don't know.
It's not Hello Speed. Let's get this straight. Okay.
High
speed.
Sorry, yes, you're right.
High so speed. No, it's a double entendre. The high speed can mean either A, high speed, which what happens is if you took mm-hmm. speed, and then the other one would be high speed, as in fast AF.
Mm-hmm.
So, Apple frequency.
Yeah. So are we thinking they're going to introduce the Apple car?
No.
No.
I know.
Somebody did a like fake montage of various things that Tim says, and they overlay graphics of Apple car, and it's pretty funny. So for instance, there's you know, when he goes introducing Apple CarPlay, right? And so they just chopped off the play part and they put everything together, so it looks like it says Apple car, and the people on YouTube actually believe the car is coming. I'm like, what kind of high speed are you guys taking?
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true, right?
Definitely.
The high speed car. Never mind. I was going to say something bad. Never mind. Let me leave it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing it refers to 5G. It's kind of the only thing that makes sense.
No.
But that means there are
5G and Bionic X.
Yeah. The new ARM chips, the new ARM Max or Apple Silicon Max.
I don't think it means the computer. I mean, I think it means the new chip that's in the iPhone. This, okay, let's get this straight. Hands down, period, point blank, in the conversation. This is an iPhone only event. The only thing that might come out on top of the event besides the iPhone would be the Apple TV or something else that's kind of iPhone related. Silicon Max will get their own show, period.
You think so?
Okay, let's put some money in escrow on PayPal.
Doc, I'm with you. And I think that events for specific products as opposed to multiple products is much easier for Apple to do now, because instead of having to coordinate the whole theater event, they're now making videos. So they can just make videos for each product, have their special event, and move on. So I'm with you. There's no Mac on the 13th, but since Apple said there will be a Silicon Mac before the end of the year, we have an event later in the year
with Big Sur where it matches.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I'm with you on that one. The only counter argument I could make is media attention. The iPhone, like whenever the iPhone comes out, like all eyes are on Apple. And if they wanna announce something, like push something, that would be the event.
The thing about right now is, I don't even know a good way to say this. You don't have to fight for media attention right now. Everybody's stuck at home for the most part, or barely moving around. There are people that are moving around, but people are barely moving around. So the other side of that is, right now, the dumbest thing you could do is insert something that needs media attention in the middle of the last 2 weeks of this S show that we're calling an election. This is not where you reach for media attention. Any footballs you throw in this time will be Richard Sherman will slap that right back out of bounds, tell your coach to give you a bucket of Gatorade and sit your A down. In the soccer parlance, David De Gea will slap that right out of the box back up midfield somewhere and tell you to go visit Pep Guardiola and cry to yourself. Mm-hmm. This is not the time to try to gain media attention.
Well, I Joel said the chat room, I agree with him, but I think the HomePod Mini is going to get announced. AirPod Studio, I disagree, because Apple just discontinued selling third-party audio devices. They're not selling any other speakers other than Apple or Beats.
But that might actually AirPods, be the reason for that.
And that could be the reason for it, is that the AirPod Studio is going to come out, and the HomePod Mini too. I mean, just
HomePod Mini makes sense because it matches the iPhone. A whole separate computer, when we have an operating system to match said computer coming next month, that makes more sense. But the HomePod Mini or a set of headphones that matches the iPhone, that's an iPhone accessory. The Apple TV is not really an Apple accessory. So in a way, that could get a pass too. But I think HomePod Mini or Studio makes sense. Something that matches the iPhone, but definitely not Silicon Max. I'll put straight cash on it.
I've been doing some reading this week, and I agree with you, Doc. All of the rumors at the moment kind of point towards that there's going to be a second event later on in the year. There's going to be two more Apple events this year. The one that's been announced and one that hasn't been announced yet. I'm fairly certain. So,
I agree. With the fact that now we can do everything virtually, I mean, Apple in the old world, when we were doing things live, yeah, they wouldn't have a separate event for all these different products. But now it's an easy thing to do. They can record these events and be able to have two or three others if they want to. It seems like they're really doing a great job with being able to record these events. And why not? Why not separate each announcement, build up the press on it, and the SoCon Max is going to be a big thing. So
it deserves its own. But also to counter Patrice's point, with Patrice's point, I will actually use your media attention point and add it to the fact that Silicon Max is going to be historical, right? Mm-hmm. So ergo, it deserves its entire event. It is a mic drop event like 2007.
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, looking from our perspective, yes. From the media's and the public's, like the normal people's perspective, they don't care.
Does Apple... Wait, let me ask you this question. Simple one-sentence question. In the Apple space, who controls the narrative for the media, Apple or the media?
Well, Apple can choose the narrative, but the media might not pick it up. The media might simply say, "Well, our list." Just check how often, look at the iPhone, how often the iPhone, there's talk about the iPhone and about Apple, and how often there's talk about the Mac. In the public big press media, not the specific things for us and for tech nerds and so on, in the big media, it's usually the iPhone. It might be the AirPods. HomePod is barely ever mentioned. Maybe the Apple Watch, but even that is already pushing it. The Mac is almost never mentioned. So that's why I'm saying, Apple might have a narrative and might push it out and might want to give it its own event, but that does not mean that the big, the media cares and the public cares. Who cares about the Mac?
The public cares because they buy them. So, not in
significant numbers, not even close in significant numbers.
What the heck is significant?
Like iPhone number, 70 million.
That's not possible.
I'm not saying it's possible, but that gives you an indication how important.
Well, that's like saying, well, they sell more. That's like saying that BMW needs to sell more cars than tires. No, they will always sell more tires because there's four of them. The phone is a different device, and that different device is for some people their only device. It's because of computers themselves at this point are slightly cost prohibitive. The second thing that happened is because of the way what we call social media, but that's just a generic term for everything that you could do in the phone. For many people, their phone is their only computer. For many people, their phone or a tablet is their only computer. Nobody we know. But actually, I do know a lot of people. That's it. Oh, yeah. One of my friends runs his entire business only out of his phone. He refuses to buy a computer, and he has a pretty massive gym. But it's one of those things. So that, yeah, it's not that they're going to go out and you're going to see, Wolf Blitzer today on CNN, Apple introduced new Silicon Max. That's not the level of media that they need.
That's what I mean.
But it's not the level of media that they need. They haven't had to do that since sort of the original iMac was created. I don't think there's been a situation where the planet was kind of talking about it that way. But in the same token, it's going to get its own event. And if you believe it so strongly, $100, PayPal, docrock@gmail.com.
You just exactly confirmed what I said. I said the bigger media will not, the bigger public and the bigger media will not care. So,
but there's a difference between media and press too, by the way.
Let me finish. That was my point. I said if Apple wanted those people to hear about it and to know about it, and wanted that attention from those people, then they would announce it with the iPhone. I totally agree that it absolutely makes sense because the Mac is more for like a certain group of people, and for that it totally makes sense to have a separate event. Like I just wanted to play devil's advocate and say if Apple wanted that level of attention, they would bundle it in the event next week.
But it yeah, it's hard to see.
That's the same reason why they did it last like couple of years when they had real events.
Well, yeah,
because they could always make an Apple event a separate, and they did sometimes.
Listen to what Cal said. The reason why they bundle it at the real events is because real events cost a metric crap ton to set everything up, to get, you know, everybody in before a couple years ago to rent a hall, to like do the timing, get the tickets, have all of the right people on stage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now they don't have to do any of that.
They did separate Mac events before they announced it at WWDC. They have done other ways to do that. Because, like, the fact that they did it at the September event the last couple of years, or whenever they did, was literally, or WWDC, was literally because they wanted the attention of the public. Literally that.
That's a lot of cash, Doc.
Yeah. What I'm seeing right now is that Doc said he's buying the drinks.
No, I'm saying put it up. If you believe so strongly, put up the funds. Make it rain.
Doc, I said I agree with you. But the thing is, they, like, your argument is wrong.
The argument doesn't matter. It's whether it's
your argument is wrong because the September event.
The argument doesn't matter. The point is they're not doing it. End of story. I said period. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's okay. But as I said, your argument still is not
okay. Right. My argument's absolutely wrong. There's still not going to be Silicon Max. Okay, yeah,
that's fine.
You feel better now?
No, that's okay. Like I said, I agree with you that it makes sense to do it this year, especially. It makes sense to do that.
Yeah, that's the point. Like,
exactly. You cannot say that Apple has not done that in the past.
I was just
put in the chat room. Make it rain. We have a title.
I never said they haven't done it in the past. That would be asinine because they have done it in the past. I'm saying they don't need to anymore. And with this year's narrative, it would be a bad marketing move.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
They don't really make too many bad marketing moves.
There is precedent that Apple said, we want the attention of the big media, so we're bundling it up with the iPhone. They've done that for a lot of products in the past.
Now, see, when I said at the beginning of this, all I had to do was drop the topic out and sit back. I wasn't kidding. Like, I could have left, made breakfast, and come back.
That's right.
And
it's true.
And no one would have missed me.
I'm just wondering which one's Joe and which one's Donald.
they're both Joe.
But I have to say, it is always stressful when mom and dad fight. All right, so I think what we have established so far is that there will be iPhones announced at this event.
Yeah,
and probably not Macs.
Guaranteed not.
Yep.
And excuse me, and maybe some other entertainment related products like the audio stuff, because Apple has pulled the third party audio products from its stores.
Mm. I'm also expecting some announcements about Apple TV Plus. I mean, at least a couple more trailers. I've heard rumors or seen rumors that maybe even they might expand the free trial by another couple of months.
Yep. That was actually not a rumor. It was a truth. Apple did say they were going to do it. So
Dave, do you know the details on that?
I do. Yeah, they said what they're going to do is they're going to extend it by 3 months, depending on when you got your subscription. I think most of us here, if you bought a new device, you got Apple TV Plus right at the time, around this time last year, around November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, November 1st. I
keep looking at my Apple TV subscription. They still haven't renewed it yet to the 3 extra months, but I'm betting they're going to probably do it right at the end of the month, because I had just happened to talk about this on my podcast yesterday. I had an article saying, oh, you know, here's a PSA. Make sure you be aware, if you don't want to keep Apple TV Plus after the 31st, to make sure you unsubscribe from it. Because when you unsubscribe from TV Plus, if you do it now, you're out. You lose it. You don't get to keep your trial till the end of that period. So So what they're saying is anybody who had from November 1st of last year, 2019, they're going to add 3 months. So you'll get it until February of 2021. Those have already started paying for it. You're going to get those couple extra months added to your subscription. If you bought something afterwards, they're only going to give you an extra month because the time obviously pushes out to probably January. So I think really what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that, because all the new shows are recording now, they're doing the new shows like the morning show and others. So I think they want to make sure, because people are going to cancel, and then when the morning show comes back, they'll turn back on again. So I don't think Apple wants to lose that momentum of people being able to watch. I mean, Ted Lasso just ended, which I'm very sad. I can't wait for the next season. There isn't really a lot of hot shows right now that really catching my eye anyway. But at least that's nice that Apple's doing that. And, because you kind of knew that the people were going to cancel it. A lot of people would probably cancel it. So.
They are going to take it if you were a later subscriber, because there were two events last year. You're going to get extended all the way until February 15th,
right?
So that's pretty solid. That's a pretty solid setup. But again, the other reason why it would be good to keep people on point, throughout the end of the year, is in one of the next two events, I believe, with the really stale in the tooth, brick, they will introduce a new brick. And in theory, the new brick is going to come with an A14X, which would be just insanity, because that will put, if they come out with an A14X, a little black box, it's going to be on par with Xbox and PlayStation, and maybe they can try to recover some of the Apple Arcade, loss there, or get EA or some of these other guys to program games, that normally come on standard consoles. They would actually be able to run on the standard A14X Apple TV, and that would be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, it should even be better. I mean, CPU-wise, at least, it should be way better than those boxes. I mean, graphics is probably not as good, but...
I think it would be better. So it depends on what they're going to run with it or how they're going to do the graphics. It might be hard to get a crazy graphics card in that little box, though, because that'd be so hot.
That's what I'm guessing.
It will overheat.
There's a reason why Xbox and all the others have fans.
So you're going to have a little black box with a gigantic liquid cooled sitting on top. And it's just like...
Oh, Apple could totally do that.
I am playing Call of Duty, Mom. Like, that would be just kind of
crazy. It's boiling.
But I'll add ice to play.
Look, it's a new lava... It's an Apple lava lamp.
Oh, we have a show title, Apple lava lamp. Lava lamp.
They also timing it with the Apple bundle. Apple bundle that's supposed to be coming out this fall. Who knows? Who knows, this event on Tuesday, they may announce when that's going to get released, because they said it was supposed to be fall. We're in the fall. I'm hoping that they would announce that at this point. I mean, I'm totally going with the all in. I think that's the best deal.
Apple's fall means December 20th.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, they're on their fiscal quarter.
Yeah, they have a long fall. Yeah.
That's funny, a long fall. So, the crazy thing about this event is it's just the news cycle, like what was happening in the last year or so. But like last year, I remember all of the people with the iPhone 11 Pro Max boring. I'm going to wait for the 12. I'm going to wait for the 12. And the same exact people who still don't even know what the 12 has. They're only going by rumors, are like, oh, well, the 12 is going to be boring. I'm going to wait for it. It's like, so either you A, don't have money, or you're just saying that because it brings a click, and you probably have an 11 Pro Max in your pocket right now. And I wish people would stop with that. Like, nobody cares whether you're going to buy it or not. If they need one, they will get one. If they don't, they won't. And with the upgrade program, it is very, 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 very easy to just say, hey, Apple, I'll take a new one and keep moving. It's like, so simple.
That depends on where you are. Like, I'm actually still enrolled in the upgrade program. I can't use it from here. So,
yeah, I currently am enrolled. And rumors are saying that the 12 and the 12 Pro are going to be the first two iPhones to get released at this. They're saying pre-order dates will probably be 3 days after, like they always do. But the rumored mini model, the 5.4 inch screen, and the Pro Max, which is the one I want, is, I love the large size screen, the 5.6.7. It's not going to be until a month later in November. So
that's even better.
I want to give me an extra. I guess give me an extra month to not spend extra money. But I'm still paying for my 11 Pro Max now with the trade and the
financing. Well, you know what's going to be funny about that, David, is it throws us off by a month for those of us that are doing the upgrade plan. So instead of having a 12-month, we will have paid for 13.
14
actually, by the time you get it. It would have been, we would have paid 14 times because right now they call the bills, I think, roughly around the 19th or 20th. So, that'd be kind of funny. That's going to be weird upgrade, programming time. But
that's going to move us back for the iPhone 13 next year.
You were going to say that you wanted the iPhone, whatever the quote unquote mini iPhone is going to be. I thought you were going to say, who the hell are you, Adam Christensen?
I just had him on the show yesterday. We talked about it. I said, he does not like the large phone. We talked about that. And I
tease him.
I love the large phone. I love this phone. I mean, I've had the large size iPhone since the iPhone 6 Plus. I mean, I have not changed since, and I don't want to switch. We're talking about it's in my pants pocket. It's uncomfortable. I have to take it out, and a lot of comments.
Adam's high. Adam's 6'1", a 6'1" guy with the tiny little phone. Talking about, hold on, let me call you back.
Hello,
it's the SE.
Yes, Mumsy. Mumsy, yes, this is Adam. Oh, okay. Yes.
Just when to be clear, that is exactly how Adam talks on phone calls.
He's going to kill me. I was planning to go to San Diego soon. Sorry.
When you do get a small phone, you immediately turn British and an old lady as well, which is important to remember.
It's very important.
there was this
British comedy show where they had like giant size phones, like.
Oh my God! I love that show. Hello, hello. Now I'm on my mobile. And the guy would just go into like a museum or
like an iPad,
a library, and just
scream. It was not even an iPad. Like it was like
the size of a human.
Half your size. Like
was it?
Like it was like massive.
Like a big 24-inch screen or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he would just scream into the phone. That I can't remember the name of that show, but I loved it.
There's literally people here that
need to find out that show. At least find that clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's called London Calling. I'm joking.
London Calling. Okay.
No. I'm joking. That's a different thing.
I'm kind of wondering whether that was Little Britain, but I don't remember.
I don't think it was Little Britain.
I don't think it was Little Britain. They also did this recurring gag where they would dress up in animal costumes, sort of like furries. Mm-hmm. And then go out into crosswalks and stop traffic. And my favorite was the guy's in a turtle costume and he's crawling across the street and he gets like 2/3 of the way across and a guy in a rabbit costume just goes bolting through the intersection.
Trigger Happy TV.
Trigger Happy, yeah.
Trigger Happy TV. Trigger Happy. Yes,
that's what it is.
Joe's just popped it in the chat.
I just found the video. It's super funny. Good Lord.
Thank you, Joe, for the link.
We got the link.
Thank you.
I'm bookmarking that.
You love it. Oh,
there Trigger it is. Happy That's TV that phone. Oh, my awesome. God. Look at that phone.
Right. This guy is jogging with a gigantic Motorola-sized phone.
Even bigger than what it was. Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch that.
That series is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So much fun. I've
probably not seen it in like 20 years or something.
Got it queued up.
Yeah,
that's super funny.
Yeah, I absolutely loved that show. Okay, HomePod. So there's a rumor that we get a smaller HomePod. Yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes.
I've debated this last couple weeks. Google came out with their speaker, the Nest speaker, which is their cheap $99 speaker. I'm not saying that Apple ever follows what Google does, but I mean, I think it's been overdue. I think the HomePod Mini it'll get their market built up, because let's face it, the HomePod, albeit it's great, I've got two of them as a pair here, is a great speaker, but you know, it's pricey. People are not looking; they're looking for them a little more inexpensive, but a good quality sounding speaker. And these Amazon Echoes are god awful. The quality sound in most of them are not great. So I think it'd be a good competitive place for Apple to be by jumping into this market with these minis.
New Echo on Tuesday.
Is there a new Echo? Okay.
On Tuesday, yeah.
Well, I mean, Amazon's not stopping. I mean, they've slowly improved their devices, but you know, Ice is still.
The new one is actually pretty rad. It's a ball.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a ball. So think of it similar to like a HomePod or whatever, where there's a Twitter. a tweeter array. There is a tweeter array that points out with the ball, you know, because it's spherical, and then the sub mid base and sub point down and bounce off the table. And therefore, in theory, just based off of, you know, Bernoulli principles and Dr. Bose's theories of sound bouncing, it should be fine. But their track record sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of wondering what a tweeter array is.
Tweeter.
It's when you have multiple accounts that can tweet in tandem.
Yeah.
Tweet in tandem, that's got to be a contender for the title as well.
Now, one thing that Amazon has done, they do license their service to other devices. I've got a Sonos Move behind mm-hmm. me here, and that does use the Amazon service. And yeah, my God, it sounds so much better on that speaker. But I mean, I'm hoping Amazon will come up with something better. But again, I'm kind of siding to the HomePod. And
so one of the things that they do, which I give them credit for, they put out these things, and they're not trying to put out the epic like audiophile experience. What they're trying to put out is, in my neighborhood, the first hit of crack is free, right?
Well, that's just good business.
Yeah. So what happens after you got that first hit of crack, you're like, oh man, I need some more. And then next thing you know, you buy the rest. So when they put out this little thing like this, you know, sorry, and I even posted the wrong link, because the two new ones look exactly the same. One is small and it's just a clock for your bedroom, and the other one is the bigger with the tweeter array. So basically, they're just trying to get you hooked on an Alexa. And then once you got it hooked on Alexa, they don't care if you go and buy a Sonos or, you know, the Sony speakers, or like every TV now has Alexa built in, or cars with Alexa. Like, they just want you wrapped into the ecosystem. So they're pulling the original like iPod Nano mentality on it, and they're doing excellent with it, because most people, except for Adam again, sorry, Adam, today's your day. Once you find Alexa, you kind of fall in love with the feisty little wench, and then you want more of it. She says dumb things to me sometimes, and she can rap now, and she has pretty decent raps. Go tell Alexa to say you a rap, and you will crack up. It's actually good. And then you tell Siri to do it, and it's actually horrible.
I think as well, just kind of looking at it, I do think there's a big gap for Apple at the kind of low end of the kind of, you know, speaker system. Obviously they've got the HomePod, which is, I know it's very expensive, I don't know the price off the top of my head, but I do think there's a big gap for something around the kind of $100 to $150 mark, which I think they will fill. If, you know, I'd say probably this keynote, definitely.
I'm guessing $199, since the big HomePod is $299.
That's what I'm guessing too.
Yeah.
And possibly, it's always more expensive than we think, so it's not $150.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be $199. And now you've said that, it's going to be $250 now. But
probably, yeah. Yes.
But then, you know, Mac Rumor says it's $99, so who knows?
Yeah.
Well, Mac Rumors is wrong.
Yeah,
Mac Rumors is Apple stupid. Is not releasing a $99 speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes, it's got a Beats badge on it, I'd say.
All right.
It's a Chinese, it's a Chinese leaker, so you know you gotta depend on them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have all of these iPhone cases on day one.
But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, iPhone cases is one thing because usually, like Chinese, like the production, they have the phones, they have the like even the pre-production models, so you can get apparently you can get your hands on it. But the pricing and so on, that's marketing. And that is in Cupertino. And that is rarely ever leaked. I mean, only if someone has, there are a couple of people, like John Prosser, I think, on Twitter, for example,
yeah,
that have ties and connections in Cupertino to the right people that know that. And that's a very select group. Very rarely anybody knows, even the name of a product is usually somewhat secret.
And wrong.
And wrong. Yeah. I mean, that's true. Yeah. That's it. But that's why, because that only marketing knows that and nobody else has to. Or only last minute, maybe.
So Chuck, you've been quiet. I'm curious, are you ready to buy a mini HomePod?
I've been very quiet. Jeff, that's a really interesting question. I remain not skeptical. It's sort of wait and see. Because when I think of HomePod, I think of high quality audio, and therefore, you know, I don't, there are a number of really good small portable Bluetooth speakers out there if you want to take them out in the yard or to the basement or whatever. So I want to see what the HomePod, the HomePod, small HomePod, mini HomePod, whatever brings to the table. But I'm cautiously optimistic simply because it's Apple, and I can't see them doing anything that really just sounds flat out terrible. And that's, as far as I personally am concerned, that's the bottom line for these things, is going to be sound.
100%.
Definitely.
Yep, I agree. If Apple can't make a smaller smart speaker that produces the audio quality that they want, I don't see them doing it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. They just won't bother.
And again, it's a crowded market that they don't need to win at, you know?
Yeah.
And it sounds weird because, yeah, they have always played with things, you know, because some, you know, C-level person has a pet project that they want to play with. But I don't think they're that company anymore. I think they've slightly grown out of it. I mean, we'll see if they come up with anything else crazy like Arcade. But... Yeah, even Arcade was probably some C-level person's kid was like, Dad, you guys should get into selling games, kind of like the way Xbox Pass does. Okay, let's try it. And then they tried it, and then they went, eh.
But I mean, to some extent, that is also something I would expect from Apple. I mean, maybe not everything that someone has an idea and wants it should be a sold product. But as a company, I mean, one, Apple has always done that, and two, they have to do it if they want to survive long term. They have to experiment and say, okay, what is the next thing? What can we do? What can we improve? I mean, they can't just say, well, the iPhone, and I mean, the iPhone wouldn't even exist if they hadn't done that, to be honest.
No, not like that. I mean, in other words, so they did the speaker mark, they tested it out, and they did okay. But it's crazy to keep throwing at it money at it if you can't win at it. And so for them, they technically can't win at it. So, or they haven't attempted to yet, one of the two. And so at this point, it's not really a distraction, but it becomes something that people get to beat up Apple over. And it's like, yeah, why put this and why put out this antenna that people can attack more than usual, because you're half-ass playing in a field that you maybe don't really need to play in. That's what I mean. It'd be easy to let it go. Go ahead, Kat.
I think probably the only reason why I disagree with that is because they've already got a HomePod there, and I think it's already a market that they've that they're in, and they've got a product in there, and that's why I think they'll probably try and develop an offshoot to it, rather than just go, no, we won't bother. Because I think at this stage, if they're trying to go into it fresh with not having a foothold, no matter how big in it, I don't think they'll bother. But I think because they've got something there, I think they'll probably look at going for the second product that's a bit more cheaper, and maybe people would have multiple of.
Yeah, I mean, the whole HomePod thing actually going away versus keep working at it. because it's not just HomePod. You guys remember this bad boy? I got one. It started with the blimp.
Yeah, the iPod.
I mean, they've been at this for a minute, and they've been sucking at it for a minute. Like, I loved my, you know, what the heck was it called? Boombox. That's what I called it.
The hi-fi.
I loved my hi-fi at the time because it was Apple and we were deep into iPods and nobody had anything that cool. But it wasn't, I'm a sound guy, right? It didn't sound great. So I bought it out of, I had to, because I was Apple guy. And then when they went to the little blimpy things that they kind of copied Bowers and Wilkin, and bought that because I was an Apple guy. And I was like, nope, still sucks. So when HomePod came out, I'm like, nah, I don't even trust Apples. I have Bowers and Wilkins and Modon shorts, like, and tube amp. Like, yeah, sorry.
I like my HomePod.
Yeah, because you're not an audiophile.
Doesn't Adam still have and use an iPod Hi-Fi and still loves it?
Like, and a tiny phone. But like, I mean, when I see Chuck have Audio Engine 5s behind his head, or those are 2s, when he has Audio Engines behind his head, like, there's people that actually still listen to music and love the sound of music. Like, I was listening to Fleetwood Mac before the gangster dude was driving down the street with his cranberry juice, and so, yeah, like, I want to hear Mick and Stevie sing properly, and the echoes and all these devices, they don't do it. Sonos does it okay. And like, those audio engines are great. You know, there's things out there. So, yeah, I don't know. The HomePod, it didn't even sound as good as the Sonos. And it costs almost the same.
I disagree, but I've had a Sonos Play 5 and I didn't like it. I found the
HomePod better. I don't like it either, actually. I don't like Sonos either.
Doc, I'm not completely with you there. I love the Audio Engine 5s, but the HomePod is for me for a completely different kind of listening. And, you know, it's more casual listening, and it's more, you know, I can move around while listening. And so, you know, that, but, and for that, you know, they're absolutely great. If you had a HomePod mini, or whatever it might be called, and I could extend that easily to my bedroom and to the kitchen and, you know, maybe to the upstairs or whatever, and have it all be part of the Apple ecosystem, that holds some definite appeal to me, you know. But I'm not sure that definitely a HomePod mini, I don't think, would be just for sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to listen and absorb all of this fantastic music. I think that's a different kind of experience that they are not targeting with, if this is a product.
Yeah, and so you can, idea. It connects, right? So they can bounce off of each other.
You would think.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of any of that bounce off each other technology, because they have to use and Apple for some reason isn't on ATPX or whatever the heck you call it. But that wireless transmission of the sound automatically kills it to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. it gets already crushed. So, yeah, I don't know. To me, I don't want to hear that rattly, buzzy little speaker crap.
I'm guessing the HomePod Mini is for Siri Anywhere, basically. Right now, the limiting factor is either you have it on your wrist, or you have it in your pocket, or you have it on your desk. Kind of HomePod / Mac. But there are so many other places where, like, a full HomePod is too much, and where you still might want, like, Siri functionality and, like, all that that comes with it. And even, like, I mean, for podcasts, for example, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, honestly, the sound quality, like, I mean, you can use, like, a cheap $10 speaker, and it's probably good enough for that. So I'm guessing that's what their strategy is, to say, okay, we want to introduce Siri to more areas.
Patrice, you just hit on something that I've been thinking about a lot and just hadn't been really talking about, which is, what about the people that want to have S-Lady access everywhere in their home, but they don't want to have to raise their wrist or pull their phone out of their pocket all the time. They want it to be like Star Trek, where
then they have to improve her. I don't have to bash her, but the thing that made, you know, the A lady better than the S lady is because she was designed without you ever having to see a screen. So she answers. Mm-hmm. Whereas the S lady goes, here's the answer. I was like, my mom used to do that to me. Mom, how do you do this? Look it up. I was like, well, you know, so right now, like, she doesn't do a good job. I know it has changed, but it's still not the same because, again,
no, that's true.
They will have to add to it in order to make it so you don't have to look at the screen. To this day, S lady goes, here are the results I found on Wolfram Alpha. Lady, if I could have looked at my phone, I could have did that.
Say, I can't do that. That's the standard answer. If she can't read it, she'll just say, I can't do that.
Which These are the results I found on the web, or these are the results I found on Wolfram Alpha or whatever like that. And I'm like, lady, I asked you because I can't see the phone right now.
Oh, on the phone. Yeah, that's true. No, on the HomePod, in this case, is she wouldn't like even say anything. She would just say, I can't do that. You have to use your phone or something. I'm like, okay, great. Awesome. No, I mean, Jeff, you're right. I mean, I was just thinking about, I have a HomePod in the bathroom, which is, to be honest, total overkill. Like audio quality wise, I mean, there's probably no worse room in the house for audio quality. So I don't need the full HomePod in there. I could put that HomePod that's in there somewhere where it's better, to like better place, and just use a mini for the same thing, because all I want is like podcasts and some basic Siri functionality.
Yeah, I have an Amazon Echo in the bathroom.
From one end of your house to the other.
Me too. I have bathroom Echo because that's good. Yeah, but it's funny. You said there's no better place, no worse place in the room for it. Bathrooms are known for their acoustics.
Acoustics.
That's why people sing in the shower.
Yeah, but not good acoustics usually. At least not my bathrooms.
Oh, you need to let me come and fix your bathroom.
So here's the question, guys, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. I know that you can create a stereo pair of HomePods. Mm-hmm. If I had four HomePods placed throughout my house, can I have them all sync up and playing the same thing at the same time?
I think so.
Yes. Quadraphonic sound. Even though I have to say, it does not always work. I usually play the same thing on all three that I have. And I can tell sometimes when I walk around that they're slightly out of sync, which they shouldn't be, but Apple just couldn't figure
that
out.
That will just hurt my ears.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Oh, God, that would drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting because that's one place that Sonos is very good. Yeah. Everything syncs up.
And to be fair, you can fix that. If you unplug the HomePod and plug it back in, it will fix it. It is somehow over time, something gets out of sync. And if you like basically cycle all your HomePod, it is fixed. Like it works flawlessly again.
I have to do that all the time.
They just fix. Yeah.
For how long?
It holds off for a while, but then I would say the HomePod won't connect to the internet. Try again later.
Oh, that, okay. Yeah.
Unplug.
Mm-hmm. That I've had
back
too.
In.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is
why
problem.
My HomePod is on a Wemo switch. I'm not kidding.
That's a great idea. I have an extra switch. I think I'm going to do that.
I mean, it's sad that we have to do that, but it's actually a good idea.
Okay, you know where that never happens? On a Macintosh C100 tube amp from the 1969 vintage, it don't do that. But it sounds fantastic, always. Always. The only thing that if I have a power outage and I have to turn it back on, I do have to wait 3 minutes for the tube to heat up. But other than that, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the sad thing about the HomePod. It is a great device. The software lets it down. And I mean, we haven't seen iOS 14 for the HomePod yet, which I mean is a really pretty strong.
Right, they haven't updated the software yet.
Yeah, there's something going on. But yeah, it's unfortunately. It's not good.
But I can tell you, I have, you know, when I want to play music, I have my two HomePods as a pair, and then I have my Sonos Move. I can choose in music to play to both HomePods and my Move at the same time and have, you know, can control. I mean, it's phenomenal sound having all three of these speakers all at once and playing music. So I guess to answer your question, Chuck, yeah, if you had it on your network, you could easily just add that HomePod is one of the others as not a pair, and I would think you'd be able to hear it, you know, across the house.
David, when you say you can play things to all three, including the Sonos Move, what app are you using to control that?
Well, here I have on my camera here. That's the music. That's the music app, and then I can choose each one of those speakers, yeah, including like I can send it to the Apple TVs I have as well. So you know, if I wanted to play it downstairs in my home theater, I could send it to the Apple TV, and I would be able to play the sound from there too. This is music, but you know, that's mostly too. What we're trying to do anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Standard AirPlay too. Nothing special.
Yeah. Okay. Off for AirPlay.
So let me ask you this question. This might be an absolutely stupid question. I assume automatically it supports ALAC, but does it support FLAC?
I don't think so.
I don't think FLAC is supported. So.
Nobody could answer. From what I've heard, like from people who really care about that and have tried to figure out, like nobody could answer, but the guess is no. Like it's hard to tell whether it's supported
or not. Well, yeah, because iTunes doesn't play. Oh, it's not iTunes now. Sorry, music doesn't.
Yeah, but you can use it like for sure, like from iTunes or from Apple Music. Yeah, it doesn't work. But from like dedicated FLAC players, you can play it off. But they're saying, it doesn't look like it's FLAC really.
See, I would be out because my Plex library, which is deep, it's all FLAC. Mm-hmm. Like I put, and the only reason why at the time I didn't put everything in the ALAC is because ALAC was still kind of new and nobody else was going to support it. So I didn't know what would happen. So I encoded everything in FLAC so that I could maintain that lossless. You know, my FLAC Stevie Wonder collection sounds freaking amazeballs.
I bet.
And, you know, and yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm the weirdo here that remembers when music sounded great. So
always.
Yeah, good times.
Just why vinyl is making a comeback. People just love that rich sound that has compared to digital. Back.
The people who say that had 8 albums. When you're a DJ and this whole back wall used to be covered with like 3,000-4,000 albums, I'm never going back. That mess was heavy. Oh my God.
When I still to go have to my a albums. Gig, I got a bin of them.
I used to go to a gig. I needed a minivan and a Samoan to help me carry all of my stuff.
All your albums. All those albums.
Now I can show up to a gig. I'm like, here's my hard drive. Let's do this. You know, they're like, what? Where's the rest of your stuff? It's in there. It's all in there.
So it sounds not that important, especially when you have to travel and you just have your own device here. So.
Oh no, drunk people at a wedding, they don't care what it sounds like. But even then, like I use a AAC, you know, to get it, you know, better to capture all of that stuff. So the DJ library is mostly AAC. The waves got stupid. I tried. I was like, I'm going to just do waves. Nope. It was too big.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, this show and all of the others on the British Tech Network are sponsored by TSO Hosts, which is absolutely awesome because if they weren't watching our back like that, well, then we wouldn't be here right now. And well, depending on how you feel about the show today, maybe that would be a good thing. Seriously, they are kick-ass because they're making sure that we have the bandwidth and the storage to have all these shows happen. And the specials. We're putting together best of, so you can go back and see the best of the best of shows. And Righty's putting that together, which is awesome. And so what they're asking of us is that we just give them a shout out on social media. And of course, if you need to get new domains, hey, give them a call. Or is it give them a call when you go hit their website? Sure. Why not? Give them a call on their website. Give them a shout out on social media because they are incredibly awesome and they're taking care of us here. So thank you to TSO Hosts. Also, Iman Max. And what an amazing coincidence, Cal from Iman Max is here with us It's, I mean, how did that even happen?
I don't know. It's just, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. Also amazing is that anything that has an Apple logo on it, if it's broken, there's a really good chance that Cal can fix it and that he won't even have to break a sweat doing it. Like even down to unsoldering and resoldering chips onto motherboards and recovering those devices that anyone else would say, nope, it's trash. Can't bring it back. So, Cal, do we have a computer of the day, device of the day?
Yeah, so we've got quite a few 12.9-inch iPad Pros at the moment. So I'm not sure on the price on that, but if you go over to our website and imnmax.com, everything we've got is on there. And you get 5% off if you mention BTN as well. I'd just like to give a shout out as well to Ian Lewis. He normally watches the show. I know he does the photo show with Ewan. We've got some bits and pieces off him today, some accessories, some keyboards and whatnot. And he's been very kind on all of the social medias and giving us some nice shout outs. So, thank you for that. So, yeah, really, really pleased and happy. So.
Awesome. And so thank you to TSO Hosts and I'm in Max. And let's hit our cool things. So, Dave, do you have something?
I do. MaxSales.com, OWC, we love them, right? I have this this guy here. This is an OWC Envoy Express. They just released this not too long ago. It's a Thunderbolt 3 external drive that that supports the NVM drives. This thing is incredible. The speed, I'm able to get about 13 to 1500 megabytes per second rate time with speeds between the drive and on my Mac. I paired it with a Sabrent 1 terabyte drive I bought on Amazon. Just plug it in, go, and it just works. And just it's so incredibly fast. I've been using it with Parallels and putting some of my Parallels images on here. I definitely noticed a difference with the speed. The other thing they added was this little piece of plastic here that you can actually adhesive to the back of your Mac. So if you wanted to have this drive plug right into your Thunderbolt port and just have it travel with you, very easy to do. Really easy to assemble, comes with the screwdriver and the NVM drive just plugs right in. Great little device, real super fast, and I'm loving it. And I think it's like $80. The site still says it's on pre-order. I pre-ordered this probably about 3 months ago and just got it like maybe not even a month ago. So, but
well, check it out. This is another example of time being arbitrary and non-linear because it's still on pre-order yet you've had it for a month.
I know, isn't that crazy? I have to ask them, why does it still say pre-order? I already got one.
Which Sabrent did you put in there?
I got the Rocket Q. It's the drive's rated at 3,200 to 2,000 megabytes high speed. Is that what you got?
Yeah, so this is the Sabrent Rocket Q. But at the time, because that said pre-ordered, I ordered the pre-built one.
Ah.
It actually hits that 32, though. It's
does
like,
it? Oh, my.
I mean, my man. Goodness. But for Final Cut, when I'm using it in Final Cut, throwing enough at it and keeping it hot, it averages at about like 18 to 2,000, which is still ridiculous for a drive.
That's insane. Yeah, this was new for me. This is my very first Thunderbolt drive, so that's why I was like, this is awesome. Blasphemy. I want to put everything on here now.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm keeping it. I don't want to be maxed out.
This is perfect. This is perfect if you have like an older iMac with a Thunderbolt port. Like it should have a Thunderbolt 3 port, otherwise it wouldn't work. But going to Kellum and having them switch out like the rotating drive for a Thunderbolt drive, that's the alternative. Just stick it to the back. Yeah. That's what I did with my 2010 iMac in like 2012 or something.
Yeah. My 2013 iMac still has that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was like fast and everything.
The other thing that this is really good for people who like playing with the betas or being able to test various other operating systems.
Yep, that's what I did.
It's actually fast enough to run an operating system. The actual Sabrent version is faster than what comes inside the Mac. The Envoy version is on parallel to what comes inside the Mac.
And it might be faster than Parallels in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got Big Sur running on this, but so I got that
this
too.
This is where Big Sur is living.
Yep.
Oh, that's tiny.
It's a little sir. Awesome. It's a little sir.
It's a little sir. That's right.
Little Big Sur.
What's funny is my camera bag has like four of those because that's my DIT drives, right? When you're out, when you're out in the field, like as soon as I'm finished shooting, I can tell my Sony to send everything to my iPad. But rather than have it hog cheese all the iPad storage, I basically send it to the iPad. And from the iPad, I send it to the SanDisk and delete it off the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, there's my gray one.
Yep.
Nice.
Doc, what's your cool thing?
I was thinking of a doc. I was looking at the doc. Anyway, so I posted the link in the old chatty chat over here. But let me do this for El Jefe. Come over here and go like this. Bam. Okay, so this is the Accent A7. I'll just actually do the full screen version. This is Accent B7C. The company who makes the lights that I love so much is called Aputure. And what they did is a lot of creators, a lot of video guys, they try to use Hue light bulbs in order to be very adjustable, practical lights. But that doesn't really work because cameras and Hue light bulbs don't always play well in various colorways and stuff. So these guys figured out how to give you all of the straight gangster of a Hue bulb, but make it so that it's camera friendly, so you won't get weird flickers or anything like that. It has metal construction, doesn't have a fan there, but the air basically breathes through this guy. And then with the Sidious Link app, you can link a metric butt ton of these together in order to get, you know, a certain look that you want. So if you guys remember my Aputure MC from a little bit ago, I showed off how you can use it to do, like, you know, fireworks and police lights and all of this stuff of that nature. Well, you can do that because it's the same thing. So all of these would all be linked together and you would sort of control it by nap. Now here's where it gets even better. Okay, I'm going to leave this here so the movie can play so you can kind of see. That's all linking from the Sirius Link app, and you can program it to do what you want it to do. So if you need a cop car to drive by and you have four of these, you could have it go 1, 2, 3, 4, and it looked like the cop car drove by. Now, nice. here's why this is dope. I don't know if you noticed the dude putting them on the floor right there. There's no lamp connected to this light bulb. There's no cord connected to this light bulb at that time. It, when you take it out the A19 socket, it runs off the battery that's in there. So when you need to charge it, I can't find a charging cable. No, screw it back in the A19 socket. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, I say. So it's a rechargeable color bulb that you can use for your YouTube videos, your filmmaking, whatever. I'm probably even going to take it with me when I travel so that I can have a nice glowing light in the telly. So that when you're not tripping over the bathroom that you're not familiar with when you're old and got to take a whiz when you're traveling.
You know what that would be really great for as well? Emergency lighting.
Like yeah,
if you have a brownout or something, just have them at home. They just keep working.
I keep these around. This is my real Accent, and these are my emergency lights. And we were playing around with it the other day. But this is the same company, so it's basically they took this and put it in a light bulb, and so I leave these upstairs as my emergency lights because these are way brighter than any flashlight. They last forever. They are magnetical. So you can magnetic this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is my emergency. I got one in the car. Mm-hmm. I got two in the house. But if I need them for filming, I take them. When I come back, I put them back in their respective places because this bomb. And again, USB-C, this battery in like a low, like 20% setting, it'll run like 13, 14 hours, no problem. Mm-hmm. Off of that battery. Nice. So, yeah. Yeah, nice. This thing is cool. Anyway, it's going to be $79. It comes out on Halloween.
That's not too bad.
$79 for a video light? That's cheap. Yeah. That's dumb cheap.
Even for a connected light, it's not that crazy.
Yeah, because LifeX is not... Right? Yeah. LifeX is $59 and it's not battery operated.
Yeah, exactly. And they said the used stuff is not cheap either. So
Right.
No hub needed. None of that. You just go for it. City is nice.
That's awesome. All right, Cal, what do you have?
Yeah, so I've got actually, well, it's not at all similar, but it's on the sort of theme of extra storage. I got it this week. It's a base IQ micro SD card adapter, and I have an older MacBook. It's a 2015 one, which still has the SD card slot, and I was running out of storage. I've got a 500 gig SSD in there. And what I did was I brought this base QI adapter and a micro SD card. And what that does is it sits flush with the casing of the MacBook. So I can still take it everywhere and not worry about snapping it or anything like that. And I've got extra storage, which is really, really handy. Obviously, as Doc will know, I do data recovery and whatnot. So it's not the quickest way to do it. But in terms of just keeping files that I need that I'm, you know, not going to necessarily be accessing all the time, it's really good. And I like the way it sits flush and doesn't, you know, I don't have to worry about it. It just sits there. So, yeah. And it's £20. Yeah. Which is nice. Really, really good.
It's pronounced Qi, not QI.
Well, it's QI. It's Qi. It doesn't matter.
Qi charging.
Yeah.
Doesn't charge, though, does it?
The link, along with the links to everything else that we've been showing off here, are cool things. There we go. Words. Cool things. It's in the chat, so go to the website and look around, and it's there somewhere. Anyhow.
British, I can tell you that. BritishTechExpert.com/chat. Navigate to the 9th of October, and then you'll find all the links.
Thank you. Now, you see, I could have done that, but I don't want to come across as better than Ewan.
Oh. You mean you just didn't remember?
And not only did I not remember, I for being on the show as many years as I have literally not listened to you and say the URL. Anyhow, Patrice, I dropped the link for your cool thing into the chat, and right. Tell us about
awesome. It. Awesome. Yeah, thank you, because all of my chats are not working. This machine doesn't have one, and on the iPad, everything crashes, so I don't know. My cool thing is an app called Down Dog. It's a yoga app. I picked up yoga again. I did it like 2 years ago, I want to say, for like a little while. Went to a yoga studio a couple of times, and then like work and some health stuff happened. So I had to stop, and I never picked it up again as that goes. And like about 2 weeks ago, I want to say, I wanted to start doing that again, especially like being at home, and it's just something that's very easy to do. So I was looking for a good app, and I came across this one, and it's really, really good. It's like, it's not free. I mean, you get like a free, 24-day trial or something, some weird number, if you like sign up the first time. But what's really cool about this app is, one, it is really well made. It's one of the few apps that actually works really well on the iPad. I'm using my iPad basically as a video player for that. The other apps were like scaled up iPhone apps from the looks of it. I didn't like them very much. But you can basically customize what you want. And I mean, especially if you're beginning, you can set everything to slow and have everything explained. And you can set how long you want to do it, like let's say 10 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. It's usually what I do in the morning, like 12 minutes and then 2 minutes like relaxing at the end. So as I said, you can configure everything, and it generates, every time it generates basically a new, kind of a new video for you, and you just follow that. And it's a great app. The subscription, like if after the free trial, is $9.99 a month or $60 a year. So you get basically 50% off if you sign up for the yearly plan. I can just recommend it. And actually with the subscription, you get more than just this one app. They have like 7 or 8 apps for different things like fitness and you can with one subscription, you can use all 7 of them as far as I've understood it. I only care about the yoga app, but even for that, it's relatively inexpensive, I would say. Like I've seen apps that charge more for that. So including Apple's Fitness Plus. So, well, we don't know yet, but yeah, it's a great app, really high quality. And that's what I was looking for. And it's the explanations are good, which is also like if you're starting out. I mean, I knew a little bit, but I had probably forgotten like 90% of everything. So it was kind of helpful to see also how to do it and like to get some explanations. Oh, you don't have to do this. Like, just try it this way or whatever. It's not a live session, obviously. Like, it's pre-recorded, but it's still good enough. The one thing I'm going to say is the lady that they used for the recordings, I do not bend that way. Like, I kind of like if she folds herself in half and I'm like, yeah, it's not me. But that's okay. Like, I mean, that's the cool thing about yoga. You don't have to. Just do what you want.
Nice. Down dog. Okay, cool.
Down dog.
Huh?
It's not dirty.
Chuck, what's your cool thing?
Okay, so everybody wants to have a better webcam, right? I'm using a DSLR with a cam link to give you the video I'm getting. But I have to give Glenn Fleischman credit for this because he turned me on to this. This little adapter is a mini video capture card, HDMI to USB 2. So you have a an HDMI link here. You have a USB 2 here. Plug it in. This will convert, this has converted pretty much anything I've plugged into it into a webcam. That includes two DSLRs, not this one, but two others. It includes my GoPro. It includes an old video camcorder. It just works. And the best thing is it's under $20. So you can plug anything. I mean, you can afford to just test this out for under $20 and see what works. Now, one big caveat, and it has nothing to do with this, but everything to do with the camera. In order to use it, of course, it's mirroring the screen that would be on the device. And so you have to be able to clear your device's screen completely of all the usual controls or indicators. And I have two DSLRs that I can't successfully do that on. There's no way to turn it all off. It's one way or another, there's always something on there. So if I were using this, using that and one of those cameras and this, I would see it. You would probably see it, you know, along the top or down in the corner. So your device has to be able to turn everything off for it to really successfully be used as a web camera. It has nothing to do with the function of this and it becoming a webcam. It's just that it's going to be the experience that you're trying to project. So it's almost like having a watermark of some kind on it. And that's just not cool, especially if there's a little focus box right in the center of the picture. You know, that's not going to work. But for $20, and especially if you have a GoPro laying around, I mean, this is a dynamite addition. And the image is so much better than you're going to get on any of the built-in Mac cameras or a lot of the others. So, you know, go try it. Glenn, according to Glenn, these things are like, you know, they're being manufactured under a whole bunch of different manufacturers' names. That's why I'm not giving you a specific one. The link that I put in the chat is the actual link to the one that I bought. And so I can attest to the fact that this one works.
They come under like Mavis and Goodwill and Golden, and there's a bunch of names. I have one. Obviously, Chuck, you don't watch my live streaming show where I teach people everything there is to know about live streaming and the kind of equipment you should buy, because if you did, then you would already know that I've been talking about that thing forever. But the bigger caveat to me, besides clean HDMI, the word that you were describing when you don't have clean HDMI is what it's called. It has either, depending on which company you get, a green tint or a magenta tint. So hopefully the software that you're using, like Zoom doesn't really have tint adjustment, but like Ecamm does. So what everyone does, they bring it in the Ecamm and then you go in there and you pull the tint left or right, whatever. And that only just has to do, they're just using cheaper chips. That's how they get it to be $20. The other thing is the amount of data that comes out of, say, this Sony A6400 coming through the cam link is like 10x that when you go into a USB 2 connection. So there is some image hit, but it is way better than, as you said, way better than anything you're going to get out of an iSight or a FaceTime camera. So yeah, they're well worth it. You should buy one as a backup for your cam links. I tell everybody, if you have cam links, you should buy at least two of these in case one of the cam links tanks it or whatever. But I actually run four cam links on a single machine. And yeah, that's the, and the reason why everybody was buying those when it came out, Chemlinks were being, they were being drug sold at like $600 a pop, you know, because you couldn't get one. And so everybody started jumping on these guys, and they're absolutely incredible. They, like Chuck said, absolutely incredible. You should just buy one just because. You don't even know if you need it yet. Just buy it anyway. It's $20.
And Doc, thank you. I didn't know about the tints because I really haven't noticed it, but I would think that if your video conferencing software doesn't support it, certainly something like the webcam
settings. Yeah,
settings. Yeah, you can tweak it that way too. So
$8 for webcam settings. So yeah, either way, less than $30, you're straight gangster. You're back looking good. And then there's a SnapCam is an app that allows you to put filters. So like if you're ugly like Jeff and you want to smooth the skin, you know,
exactly. Beautiful.
You can do SnapCam. It's just like, you know, it's basically Snapchat and Instagram filters, but you can run it in between whatever you're using as your webcam. So you can do like bunny ears and like, you know, whiskers and all this other weird stuff. But most people just use it for face moving. Cause I'm like, yo, I remember seeing dude at the office and he didn't look like that. And now he looks all aglow. And I was like, okay.
is that what Callum's using? Cause it looks like he has one big bunny ear coming out of his head.
Muller's already done that joke. Sorry. Muller's already done that one.
It just seemed appropriate. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
That's funny. That's two, Chuck.
That's two? That's two. Good. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, that thing is rad, though, Chuck. That thing is so, so awesome. You should just buy one. Everybody should buy one just for the heck of it.
Yep. I agreed.
Awesome. All right. Well, it looks like I'm dropping $20 very soon. Okay. My pick.
I just did.
my pick this week is an iPhone app that turns your iPhone into a magic trackpad. And it is called L Trackpad, like EL Trackpad. And it's you can use it for like a week or so for free. And then it's like $3 or $4. And there's a companion Mac app that you have to install. And then you just plug your iPhone into USB port on your computer and your iPhone becomes a magic trackpad. And for me, this is great because I run my MacBook Pro in closed lid mode all the time, but I want to do gestures and I just haven't felt like dropping the change on a full magic trackpad just so I can do a couple gestures. So for $4, I believe, I can do that just using my iPhone. And bonus, my iPhone's getting charged at the same time.
Okay, Jeff, text me your address and I'll send you one of the four I'm staring at. I don't need them all.
I will send you my address.
I literally have four of them chilling. There's one right within arm reach. Look, right here. I got chokities, so I'll send it to you.
Well, then I will owe you a present.
You live in Colorado. You know how to fix that.
I know exactly how to fix that. I mean, wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mountain lion socks.
Mountain lion socks. That's right.
That's show title.
hey, Jeff, should I point out the fact that that's kind of bad security that, you know, somebody says, oh, yeah, I'll send you something for free. Just send me your email address or just send me your mailing address. And then all of a sudden.
Wait, he knows me, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't trust Doc either, so that's okay.
Hey, we have shared a waffle at Mel's.
That's more than I need to know.
Well, maybe there is more you need to know. Or one.
And we watched the lady drop Ewan's phone on the ground. And
oh, my God.
And it was best part about it is I was teasing Ewan because it was a Windows phone at the time. Because I don't know if you guys remember this, but he used to be a big Windows phone guy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's not that important. It was a Windows phone. And then, hold on. Look that I got. Hold on, I was too close for that big guy to be saying something that funny. I was like, uh-oh, I better go to – I stood right behind Karen. Get up, Karen. She's like 4'11", and Ewan's like 6'12", so that was pretty amazing.
And I was smart. As soon as you dropped that line, I just stepped away.
Yep. I was going to hide behind Karen and Adam.
Good call. All right. Well, somehow we've managed to get to the end of the show without having this fly completely off the rails. So go us. Well, it's a relative thing, Patrice, okay?
Not more than usual, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So not more than usual rail flying today.
It just came off at a different angle, Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah, well. Yeah, okay, yep, this checks out. Dave, where can people find you?
It's easy not to come off the rail when it's one of these kind of carts where you got to push the thing, you know? Yeah, I don't know what it is. Ewan works in railroad. He knows what it's called. I don't know what it is. But, you know, you push the thing up and down, and then the car moves.
I always call those hand carts. Yeah.
It's probably the right word, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, where can people find you? For it, but...
You can find me at InTouchBiOS at InTouchBiOS.com. We just had Adam on the show. You're going to be getting that published today. And I'm on Twitter at DaveG65.
Awesome. And Doc, where can people find you?
Find me all over the internets at DOCROCK. And I do my live show twice a week on YouTube for the British folks at 7 p.m. until like 2 weeks from now. Whenever you change it, I don't know which direction the heck it goes. Right now it's 7 p.m. BST. And you come on, anything you want to know about, like advancing your YouTube channel or getting your live stream game together, putting together a show like this, you know, with a bunch of lads in the pub, hit me up and we talk about anything except for firing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. That I'll kill you for.
All right. Note to self, so I know what not to talk about. All right, Cal, where can people find you?
Yeah, so you can get hold of us and everything we do at immmax.com. We're on all the socials at immmax. You can drop us an email at info@immmax. I'm in the Slack room and I'm on Twitter at O'Hara Callum. If you've got any questions, anything you need any help with, feel free to reach out to any of us and we'll do our best to help you.
Awesome. And Patrice, how about you?
Well, as always, I'm here every week, Big Show and the Make Show. All the links to everything I do, socials and everything, at thepatrice.com. And I'm apologizing for my podcast. I have not posted Big Chris Ashley's episode. I just have been too busy for it. But I'm going to try to do that this weekend.
Cool.
And that's foodieflashback.com. I forgot about that.
All right, Chuck, and where can people find you?
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything I do or links to everything I do. And you can find me on Twitter and pretty much any of the socials as at Chuck Joyner.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jay Gamut both places. And now that I've been able to take care of all kinds of other stuff that's been going on, I'm about to launch that interview show. So, I'm pretty excited about that. So Anyhow, yes. Yay.
COVID will get cured before Jeff launches the episode. Wait, where's my
checks out?
You know that's in 3 weeks, right?
Where's my $100?
So I'm sure I will get sacked before Jeff releases an episode.
I mean, we all know
hey,
that.
Hey, what?
We all know COVID fantastic. Will be cured in 3.5 weeks, so.
Right.
Don't say that, Patrice. Yes. You just riled up a whole bunch of folk.
I know.
That's funny. Oh, good times. And now Patrice will be driving down the street in a Dresden, or if I don't know if I said that right, a Dresden.
Dresden,
the pump car. That's what it is.
Yep.
Seriously, that's what it's called?
Well, in Germany.
Dry cleaner.
Dresden. We call it a pump trolley or a handcart. You're right, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now you know.
Well, there we go.
Press stop.
Yeah. And hey, Ewan, we're looking forward to you coming back. And I will stop recording so that there's no more record of us.